A cultural anthropologist who campaigned during the civil rights movement now calls the Palouse home, and she's celebrating her life's work in the beginning of the Terry Buffington Foundation. I talked with her about this accomplishment recently. It's been a year since the Terry Buffington papers were digitized by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Ms. Buffington has been thrilled with the response.
So the feeling is, I can't describe, knowing my background growing up in the South, to have accomplished and have something online that has greatly contributed to American history about the civil rights movement. It's an elated feeling. I'm very proud of that accomplishment. It just floors me with excitement every time somebody emailed me and said, well, I was looking in your collection and I didn't know that this was going on. And I said, yeah, so it's cool. It's been really cool.
Her collection is all of her anthropological work focused on the Mississippi civil rights movement. She and her son Kwasi have also set up the Terry Buffington Foundation to advance civil rights education and provide scholarships for black students to study anthropology. The foundation holds events around the Palouse and is expanding its reach.
We also have a goal to let people know the importance of the Southern experience, but not only that, the black experience, specifically here in the Northwest, coming from a Southern point of view. And we want to continue to educate and inspire the communities that we're reaching out to. Our work is primarily based here in Pullman, Washington, but we want to reach out and branch out into the Pacific Northwest.
To celebrate 1 year of the collection being digitized and the foundation getting 501c3 tax-exempt status, there are events happening on July 28th and 29th at the Gladys Center in Pullman. And those are just the start. Terry and Kwasi have events planned out into 2025.